عقبه ابن عامر رضي الله عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الم تر ايات انزلت هذه الليله لم يرى مثلهن قط قل اعوذ برب الفلق وقل اعوذ برب الناس رواه مسلم. حضرت عقبه ابن عامر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, have you not seen the verses revealed this night, the like of which have never been seen before? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ Surah Falaq, and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, which is Surah Nas. In no other complete surah of the Quran Sharif, its protection is sought as is done in these two surahs. Complete surah, the way it is done, protection is sought. We'll go through the translation of the surah just now. But complete protection is sought. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. سورة فلق. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق. والله I am seeking protection from you from whatever you created, any kind of evil that you have created. من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. The gist of the translation of the gist of these two surahs is covering protection from every kind of evil, whether the evil is coming from those things we can see, whether those things we cannot see, whether it's coming from jinnat, whether it's coming from insan, whether it's coming from things that we feel may benefit us, or whether we feel from things that do not benefit us. Whatever it is, we require the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So these two surahs have complete protection in them. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, have you not seen the verses revealed this night, the like of which have never been seen before? Have never been seen before. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Ulama explained that the protection Allah ta'ala has kept, especially in this time and age when there are so many types of evils, whether it be nazar, whether it be jadu, whether it be different types of black magic, whatever it is, whether it involves the body, whether it involves evil to a person's wealth, whether to his deen, whether to some worldly phenomenon, example, some poison, some fire that may afflict a person's business, some fire that may afflict a person himself, somebody may have some type of hatred, jealousy, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala has given us the protection. Protection like how in worldly terms we got our alarm system and we got our gates and we got security companies, etc. Sometimes people are using bodyguards also as protection. Allah Ta'ala has given us protection from all types of evil in two simple surahs, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So therefore we should try and read these surahs. And some of the times that ulama encouraged that these surahs be read is when waking up. When a person wakes up, he starts off after reading the morning du'as, etc., after reading the du'as, for waking up, this person now, he makes it a point of reading Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Many times we're sitting in a masjid and we got time before Fajr, for example, waiting for Salah. Let us make it a point. We got some time, let us read simple surahs. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And because of the amount of evil, abundant evil generally, not that a person must be suspicious. The suspicious mentality is not a good mentality. This person did this to me and that person did this, and that we should never have, that any kind of suspicious. But despite not having a suspicious mentality, a person still, after every salah, every farz salah, we encourage that read these two surahs for protection. So after every farz salah, one is in the morning when waking up, then after every salah. Another time we encourage to read it when a person is not well, he's sick, then he should recite these surahs. The other is before going to sleep. Before we sleep, before retiring to bed, we did this before. Simple procedure shown to us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person raises his hands, he reads, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He blows in his hands and he just rubs it over his body. He does this three times. So already he got Surah Ikhlas and he got these two surahs for protection, Mu'awwidhatain, in this one simple practice before going to sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth time we encourage to read is every morning and evening, read it thrice with Surah Ikhlas. Person retiring to bed, he's already reading it. Person now reads it in the morning with Surah Ikhlas. So he's getting the reward of Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ and these two surahs. Very simple, just to go it. When waking up, we read. After every Farad Salah, we read these two surahs. When a person is not well, he reads it. When going to sleep at night, he reads. And when a person is reading it in the morning and evening, then he should add Surah Ikhlas to it. Surah Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. One more hadith as far as the surah is concerned. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yata'awwadhu min al-janni wa'ayni al-insani hatta nazalat mu'awwithatan falamma nazalata akhadha bihima wa taraka ma siwahuma. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Qala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge from jinn and the evil of the human eye. In other words, nazar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to seek refuge from these two things, from jinnat and from nazar, until Surah Falaq and Surah Nas were revealed. When these two surahs were revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited them and he left reciting everything else. No need to recite anything else for protection. These were the two surahs that were revealed. As far as surahs were concerned for protection, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read these two surahs. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make this dua before these two surahs were revealed. Before Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. A'udhu bika minal janni wa aynil insani. O Allah, I seek your protection from the jinnat and the evil eye of men. However, after these two surahs were revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped reading this above dua, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now sought protection by reading Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Such easy surahs to read, such easy way to for protection. No security company to pay, no alarm system that will make a mistake and malfunction, no gate that will stop working or no lock that will break. These two surahs are simple surahs. Let us bring it as part of as our routine in our daily life. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.